Spirit. Amen. It's the first time I've followed a Zoom meeting. Normally we would have them up here and we'd act all this out and have a wonderful opportunity to have our children come forward at our family service on Christmas Eve, but as you all know, times have changed. Amen. So we've discovered, if nothing else, in the midst of this time, that relationships matter, don't they? The relationships we have. Maybe in some ways, some of our relationships maybe have even improved with people who aren't anywhere near us. And suddenly we're communicating in ways that we never have before. And other relationships maybe you're feeling a little more strained because we're used to being right in the same room with those people. And those limitations have reminded us that relationships matter. Now, the interesting thing about relationships is we all want them, we all need them, and we're here to really talk about one key relationship, and that's our relationship with Jesus Christ, amen? And I have to tell you, this afternoon as I was working through my sermon, I was thinking about relationships and how they work and how we should be doing things. I have to move slowly so they can change the camera angle for everybody at home. And I was thinking, I'm aware that other people have relationships with other people that are meaningful. I don't necessarily understand a relationship that they have. Do you know what I mean? So as I got older, I had children. I wasn't much older, but as I was a little bit older and I had children, I realized this is a different type of relationship. And then I noticed that they had a different relationship with their grandparents. And the grandparents were different. I don't know if you've noticed that. If you've had children and suddenly your parents become different people with the children that are yours. Amen? And I thought, okay, I can see that and I understand it. And then I had grandchildren. And you know what? I am different with my grandchildren than I was with my children. They do things that I would have considered very frustrating and aggravating and making a mess that I would have to clean up, and I think it's great. Their parents are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what, are you kidding? That's hilarious. And it's just a different relationship. And you know, I didn't know that relationship. I could see it and I knew it existed, but I didn't know it until I entered that relationship, amen? See, that's the difference. And as I was prepping my sermon, I was thinking about just that. Relationships, what does it mean? And in this portion from Isaiah that we heard earlier, we're hearing about this righteous reign of a coming king. And it says in there, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. And when I read that now, it means something to me. Prior to my relationship with Jesus Christ, it meant nothing. I didn't know what it meant because I was walking into darkness, amen? I was walking into darkness, so I didn't know what it meant to see the light until I saw the light. My relationship with God increased, and I was able to see the difference. How did that happen? Verse 4, chapter 9, Isaiah, for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. References the day of Midian because that was a day in which God intervened greatly for Israel in the midst of a battle. See, God has intervened greatly for us in this world and our struggle with our sin and this brokenness that we live in through the very person of Jesus Christ, God incarnate. Both fully human and fully divine, has broken into this world, and this night we celebrate that, amen? We recognize that Jesus is born. He's entered into the world, our Savior. A great act of God. He, Jesus Christ, is the light, and he has brought the light to us. The way we reach it is to recognize where our darkness is. And allow his light in there. So that when we hear these words, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, we can know in our hearts, I know what that means. I know what it means. And as I had the great joy, at first, I gotta be honest with you. When I was getting home, our granddaughters were calling. When they're out and about sometimes, they're young. I'm not as old as I look. But when they're out and about, like at the park or if they go around the block, they have a cell phone that their father gives them, my son, and they can communicate with them. When they have it. Because thanks be to God, they call us. Or they text, which is even greater. So I'm getting text messages as I'm putting the finishing touches on this, and I said, I have to work on my sermon. I get a text. We can help you. My 6 and 8 year old. Seven and 8 year old grand. There's 7 grandchildren all together, so forgive me if I missed a year. Kira, I know, you're 7. The 7 and the 8 year old are sending me a text saying, we can help you. So I send them a text back and I said, what do you think I should tell everybody tonight? And after one said, well, you'll have to, let me go ask Kira. She won't know because she sleeps through church. You can take that up with your sister. They're in Virginia, but I'm hoping they're watching. So I said, what should I ask them? Or what should I tell them? And the answers that they gave work both for those who have yet to see the light and are seeking it and those who have seen it. The 7-year-old. A star is a popular Christmas decoration because it helps them find him. The next text meaning, him is Jesus. I thought, I like it. The 8-year-old. For those who have seen the light and are walking in it, never retire from doing what God has told you to set out and to do, and never stop spreading God's word. So this distance that we have, with the use of technology, we can pull it back in. As we sit here tonight, a night when this building is usually filled with people, I'm hoping many of them are online watching through the cameras that are now mounted in here. Because the thing that is still true, brothers and sisters, is God still reigns. We may have been walking in the darkness, but there is a great light, and that great light is Jesus Christ. My prayer is that you will see that light, and that you will hear in these words that you know the difference between the darkness and the light, and you've chosen to walk in the light. And you will also hear, for a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's what's written in the book of the prophet Isaiah. And we know as we stand here, the Prince of Peace is now King. Jesus Christ. And I would say to you, as I adhere to the instructions of my granddaughter, to continually share the word of God, will he be the king of your life? Amen.